Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, we cannot wait to talk about tonight's episode of The Bold Type. Is it the end of Sutterd? We really, really, really hope that it's not. They should definitely, hopefully, be together, but we're going to talk about it, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get out, right now. It's the end of you and me. It's too late for you to be gone.
Okay, so we have to play some sort of breakup song because clearly there's a lot of relationships going in multiple different directions. We're not really sure where any of them are headed at this point. But we have a lot to get into. But before we get into that, I want to introduce our lovely panel. You can find me on Twitter. I can't even speak tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta, on Instagram at Allie Girl. And Carla, where can they find you?
Hi, guys. I'm Carla Beltran, and you can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K, B-E-E, Travels. And on Twitter, Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Amazing. Devin.
Hey, guys. I'm Devin Howard. You can find me on all social media at Dining with Devin, and that's Devin with a Y.
Kiki Moon Moon.
Hey. I love that. Hey, guys. I'm Nikia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. I'm in the live chat. Shout out to Taylor. We miss you. We love you. She's in the live chat as well.
Oh,
she says, hi, girl.
Hi, hey. She's basically on the couch in spirit. We
yes,
miss her so much.
Taylor.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Before we get into all the juicy relationship details that we saw at the end of the episode, let's just kick it off with Jane. You know, it starts off really hot and heavy and steamy in the shower.
Yes.
when she said, like, she screamed, I love you. I mean, I love that. What did you guys think? Have you ever been in a situation where you've accidentally said I love you to someone and you're like, oh, I didn't mean to say that, and then it kind of feels like it's gone too far?
I've never said I love you like that.
Like, oh my gosh.
No,
I
but
have.
Who knows if I really meant it even when I did say it. But I've never said it like and did, you know. Okay, I'm getting, like, losing my train of thought.
No.
But that type of awkward thing has never happened to me, but that was cringeworthy.
It was definitely cringeworthy. I was watching that, and I'm like, okay, sex in the shower, amazing, it's going, and she's like, I love you, and I'm like, wait, is this me? Because I've definitely, like, you know, like, I've definitely had, like, we're all adults here. I've definitely had good sex where you scream out, I love you, by accident, and you're like, wait, do I keep going, or... Do I say, wait, oh my bad? I've definitely been in that moment where I stop and I'm like, I'm so sorry.
How cringy does it make
I'm awkward in general, so it's one of those things where you can't help and you're like, I love you. Oops, I am so sorry. I did not mean that.
Actually, I don't love you.
I actually don't love you. I love this. Well, I've definitely been in that moment.
I think it's so funny because I feel like the love word is, it's because I feel like I say it so much. I've talked about this on another after show before. I say it so fluidly with all my friends. Like, love you so much.
Same.
Oh, my gosh. So I feel as if almost sometimes I say it when I don't mean it. And then I'm realizing now that, like, whoa, you know, it does mean certain things. But sometimes in the moment, I feel like I would definitely, I've never done that before. Right. But, like, I would so totally say I love you by being like, oh, crap, because you say it to everybody. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do the same thing. I'm like, love you yeah. guys, love you. Ooh, well, don't love you, love this.
I'm actually the complete opposite. My mom is not really affectionate, so I hardly, like, ever tell my mom, like, I love you.
Right.
Like, we say, like, I know my mom loves me, obviously.
Right.
But I think the person that I always say I love you to is my boyfriend. And, like, oh, I think it's because I truly, like, mean it. I love my boyfriend so much.
Aww.
So, with, like...
That's a beautiful
yeah.
thing.
And with my friends, I don't really tell my friends, like, I love you.
You're okay.
I'm like, you're cool. Okay. We can be friends. No, that's great. It's just funny how everybody uses the word differently. So I just thought that I was really intrigued to know if anybody's had that, like, I love you slip where you're like, ooh.
I also think, like, even if you don't have that moment, I think that's a fear of everyone, male or female, where you're like, okay, I hope I don't go into this saying I love you, or the sex is that good where you're like, oh, I love you. Let's be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
I feel like that's because I've talked to friends who have never had that situation, but that's a fear of theirs.
Right.
They're like, God, I hope I.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don't say I love you.
Which, I mean, kind of what leads to those fears, too, is that conversation. The what are we conversation.
It comes up no matter what's happening, what's going on.
It's going to come up. If you've gone on, like, a couple dates, I feel like you automatically want to jump the gun and know what are we.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Are we in a situationship? Well, are we
because
together?
You want to know, you know, if you're, if you're going out with somebody and you're seeing somebody often, then you obviously want to know what it is, you know?
No, totally.
I feel like if you're doing relationship things, this is something that I tell to my male friends. I always tell my male friends, I'm like, please don't get mad at the female, because if you're doing relationship things with this female, you should expect a relationship question coming soon, because then she's going to say, hey, I've met your parents. We're going out. What are we, what is this?
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And then the guy's like, oh, wait, no, we're just having fun. In both ways. I just don't want to blame this on the guys and the girls, but I feel like if you're doing relationship things and you're dating and you're sleeping over and playing house, it should be like, so what are we doing?
Right.
Well, I'd like to add that you probably shouldn't be meeting the parents if you're, like, dating a bunch of other people.
Well,
right?
Not a bunch of this. Sometimes there's you meet a person and you're in a situationship where you two are exclusive. You two are dating. You just never said that we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you've been dating for 3 or 4 months, and then maybe by accident, hey, come over to my house, and you may, now that this is a personal story, you may by accident
meet someone.
You may meet someone's parents by accident, and you're like, oh, hey, and then that's how the meeting happens, and then when you start to come over more often, or they invite you over, they're like, hey, come over for dinner. This is not a personal story. I'm just saying.
I accidentally, like, made dinner for a guy's family before, and, like, not even realized. And it was like, oh, crap. I guess they probably are wondering if I'm the girlfriend, because it was just, like, we were friends. And then it was just, it's just funny how things like that happen. But, no, I mean, I think it's really interesting, the whole dating more than one person thing. That it's a very intriguing thing, because I mean, I guess everybody's different, but I feel like I can relate to Jane in this, and I can't date more than one person, because if I'm spending time with someone, I want to give, like, I want to focus on them, and I want to give them the, like, what they deserve. Mm-hmm. And so, not that you can't, I guess, if you're dating more. I mean, I don't.
It's a lot. I always ask guys, I'm like, how do you, when I was younger, I was always taught to, I grew up in, like, a very feminist household. I was raised by my mother and great-grandmother, so I was always taught to date, not to have sex, but just to date and meet different guys.
Right.
So I was always, that's like, hey, like, I would meet people, let's date, let's go on dates. But to me, it would still be weird to date 2 or 3 people, because I'm like, how do you juggle this? Now that I'm getting older, I'm like, okay, I felt Jane in this episode, because when you do get older, or even when you're younger, you want that one-on-one.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to juggle 2 people. So I usually ask my guy friends who are dating, like, 3 or 4 girls, I'm like, how are you remembering the same stories, the names? Are you honest with the girls? Are you telling them you're dating? Like, I don't know how people do that.
Well, I feel like, I feel like that takes a lot of work for people, because, I mean, while you're working, you barely have time for just, like, one person, or, like, for yourself. So, like, let alone making time for, like, 3 or 5 people, whatever the case scenario may be for certain people.
Is anybody saying anything in the chat?
Yes, the chat is, like, live right now. So David says 2 is better than 1, LOL.
Oh, David!
shout out to Taylor agreed with you, Allie. She said she's the same way when it comes to dating. Vera said, I had a friend that accidentally met the parents and it wasn't in a relationship. David said, I've dated two people at once. It's easier than you think.
Oh,
David's a little play over here.
Okay. Taking tips from
all
David.
All right, David. Yeah. But the chat is live and they said they really love this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it was.
This is a really good episode.
Yeah, I feel like there's just so much to, I mean, there's so much to cover too, because I had, like every episode, it makes you think and put yourself into their shoes
all the time.
Of what would I do in this situation. And I think that, like, the whole relationship thing definitely struck a chord with me, because when you get older, you're supposed to date around.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, it's hard. Dating is hard. I mean, you have a boyfriend, so doesn't matter how long you have been dating,
right.
But, like, yeah. I mean, it's hard out there in the dating world.
It
and then you get confused,
hard.
You know, like, do I go on other dates if I've been with this guy for 2 months? No, do I, you know?
It's tough.
It's weird.
Single is fun, but it's hard.
It's really,
dating is really hard. It's a lot. Sorry.
It's funny because watching this show, I've actually, like, come away from it a couple times thinking, like, I should be dating a lot more. Like, what these girls do, like, they're meeting new guys,
yeah.
Right.
Meeting new people. And this show has actually made me evaluate my dating life.
Hey.
I'm like,
yes,
I should be the modern millennial woman who's dating a bunch of guys. But I'm also, like, Jane, and I'm not interested in, like, having, yeah. like, bunch
right.
of different
we need to
guys.
We need to get this app that they have.
Yes!
And we need to all set each other up for the blind date.
Yes.
Clearly, it's not a real app. Yeah.
I want that app.
Set you guys up.
I would say, would you guys ever trust your friends to set you up on a date
oh,
like that?
Oh, heck yeah.
I don't know.
I would do
actually, funny story. Tonight, my best friend texted me when I was on my way over here, and she was like, would you be really mad at me if I set you up on a date? And I'm like, okay, who is this guy? Why? What, like, what about him? And she's like, he's a writer. He's really nice. Like him. He's a decent human.
Ooh, it's like pinstripe vibes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That app needs to be a real thing, because I want to set up, like, all my friends.
Oh, my gosh, definitely.
That would be so much fun.
Right?
I would totally trust my friends to pick my judgment, because I feel like sometimes they know me better than I know myself. Mm-hmm. They know if I'm going to make a mistake, and they're like, you're not going to like this or whatever you do, and this decision you're going to be annoyed with yourself. And then a day later I'm like, you're right. Why didn't I listen to you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we need that app to be real. Probably is somewhere. I'm sure we can find
people
it somewhere.
People in the chat said they would
Maybe
not trust their friends.
Oh.
Oh.
So this
oh.
is a true question. Would you Taylor. Trust your friends?
Oh, cool.
What?
I was just telling Devin that Taylor's like, I feel you, Devin, in all caps.
Yeah.
All caps.
We all
yeah,
just,
Taylor.
We need to all just, like, we should all, like, find people that are single and
yes.
be like, you should go on blind. Blind dates are cool,
like,
right?
It's switching.
It's interesting. Cause
it's
interesting to know. Anyways, moving on from the dating world. But yeah, I also just wrote down, like, seeing other people is never, it's never comfortable. You
yeah.
know, it's always awkward. Dating's awkward because you're
it's
getting
weird.
To know strangers. And then you're like, oh, I'll take this one. And then you're like, nah, don't like that one.
Speaking about, like, have you guys ever been speed dating? This is so totally random.
No.
But it made me think of, like, meeting different people, like, the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you guys ever, not you, Carla, would you guys ever do speed dating?
Where you just, like, have a minute with each person.
Yeah, you get to know them. And I think at the end, you may connect with someone.
Sure.
To me, it seems too, like, staged or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, you guys are going to talk and find somebody. I don't like that.
I feel like a minute in dating, like, speed dating would not work out. Like, personally, like, before I had my boyfriend, I always wanted a date with a purpose. For me, it was always like, do I see a future with this person? And if I do, then cool, we move forward. And if I don't, then I'm not going to waste their time because I don't want them to waste
right.
mine. So I feel like that speed dating would be kind of like one of those things where, like, oh, I'm just kind of trying to get to know somebody so quickly. And you can't really get to know somebody
right.
like that quick. You
right.
know, you need to at least have like a least 5 minute conversation with them.
But what if you connect with someone in a minute and you're like, let's take this over here and take number
like,
six
like
and give
Jane
us
in her blind
Jane.
Date
yes.
she was loving it, but did you guys think it was revenge most of the time? I thought she was just
yes.
it was strictly
yes.
revenge for
yeah.
him,
it was revenge
right?
it wasn't like
yeah.
I want to go on a blind date, it's Pinstripes dating someone else and I really like this guy and I'm gonna. Landon was really cute, by the way, but that was totally revenge.
Yeah. I know. It's
yeah.
And I really liked that he was like, no, I want to take you out to dinner. What are we
I
doing?
Talk. She's
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah. You want to talk?
Just have
no,
sex.
I totally thought that was revenge from her side.
Yeah.
But moving on to relationships that you were saying with a purpose, I could tell from the beginning of this episode, Richard was starting to lose that purpose of the relationship. What did you guys think?
Well, when
I am sorry. Someone said something crazy in the chat.
Go ahead. Okay. No, I was saying, I mean, I could tell Richard was starting to lose the sight in their relationship from the beginning. It's just the young factor. He's moved on in the stages in his life, and I think that there's not a lot of things he can relate to.
Yeah.
And
No, go ahead.
I think that having her friends over was kind of like a wake-up call to him, because one-on-one with Sutton, their relationship is mature, and it's nice, and it's comfortable, but when her drunk friends come over, and, you know, he starts to really see how...
Yeah, because she's still young. Like, everything that she's doing, he's done before in his past. Yeah. And that's the thing when you're dating someone younger than you. It's not a bad thing. It's just that they're playing catch-up. And sometimes you can't force this grown-up life on them because they have to learn. And you can't be like, I need you to be 36 today. And they're like, no, I'm actually 26 and I need to go through life. So I think that's a complicated thing when you're dating someone younger. But I was going to say I felt bad, but then I don't feel bad for Richard.
And I really it could definitely work if they were not in the same industry. Like, if they weren't in the same office building. Because they're having to, grow up in their relationship, or basically fast forward their relationship to a stage that it shouldn't be in. They're supposed to be in the honeymoon stage where it's really fun and lighthearted, but they're having to take away that during the day, and then they have to reconvene at night. Like, that's hard. You're constantly turning your emotions on and off, and you're very calculated with every move you make. So that can only get so tiring after a while. It's just like a long-distance relationship.
Yes.
It works for some people. Some people it doesn't, because they need that, like, physical attraction or something.
Yes.
Or
not. Divinity Rock says, I think Richard is at the point where he's saying, I'm too old for this shit stage in his life. Which is true, and I think you're absolutely right, Devin. I think when the friends came over, that's when he was like, okay, she's young. And because they're so private, like you said, secrecy, I think, like, if they worked at a different company, it would be totally fine. But because they can't even interact with each other, she's young, she's kind of playing catch up, and he's super corporate and he's legal.
Right.
And her friends are from work. It gets very weird and now Alex knows. It's a lot. It's a stressful relationship.
It is, and it's taking away from his passion for Sutton, because he's now so calculated and worried about his own career that he can't really dive into this relationship, because there's a wall. Mm-hmm. His wall is, I could lose everything I've worked for, and she's just getting started.
Yeah.
So he's thinking, in the end of the day, he's the one that's going to get screwed, because Sutton can still, you know, start paving her way, but he's at the top of the top. Mm-hmm. And I mean, but at the end of the day, he made this decision.
I was watching this, for 2 seconds I felt bad, but I'm like, actually, no, because as two adults, especially you being the older adult, you knew what the consequences were.
Yeah.
I love Richard. He's great. But it's sad, because it's like, I think maybe at the beginning he wasn't thinking about that, and maybe he got so caught up.
Right.
But I'm like, bro, you made that choice.
I felt like the way they ended the relationship was very abrupt, though. I didn't really see that coming this episode. Did you guys?
I didn't see it coming.
I did. You're Team Richard, so we know. But I said, I was like, I feel like coming up, it's going to be Sutton more than him. Mm-hmm. That's going to be like, I think we need to take this break, because she's young, and not saying that they won't come back together, because I believe they will, but I think because of the whole work strain, and someone said, like, the closet that they're stuck in, literally.
Right.
I think she's like, that's why I love this episode, because I felt like they all were taking a break from something.
Yeah.
And when Jacqueline's like, letting someone go may be good for the both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, if I let you go now, maybe we can come back together.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was coming, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I mean, I loved that Jacqueline said that, because it's so relevant in every aspect of your life, your, like, dating life, your work, anything, because sometimes you do have to let people go because you're not realizing they're holding you back from something. And it's not always, it's usually a learning lesson in some sorts, because sometimes when you do let those people go, or you move positions from a job or something, that really helps you elevate to the next level. And it's hard to, like, cut those ties. But once you do, it's almost like this uplifting feeling. What are they saying in the chat?
The chat is hilarious. David says, secret dating can turn really bad because you're kind of limited to what you can do. Divinity and Taylor, they're agreeing with each other. The chat is... Taylor says, agree, Divinity. They're so star-crossed because... Guys, I can read, guys. I just wear glasses, because they're always going to have to keep it a secret. They're stuck.
That's so, true. Yeah. And it's kind of, I'm sure in the beginning, it's like one of those relationships where it feels fun and kind of rebellious.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what, I mean, I truly do think Richard cares for her a lot, mm-hmm. but right now he's looking out for the long run for his future. Because right, if yeah. he did ever want to have a family with Sutton or something, he's got to worry about what will happen to it, because he will get fired.
Yeah, and I think he's really scared because now he knows that Alex knows, her two girlfriends know. So
and
he
she just marched right into his office.
Yeah, whoa, yeah. like, girl.
Yeah, that was inappropriate.
It was
yeah.
so, we'll jump to that now because that was definitely, like, Kat is very hot-headed. This is mm-hmm. multiple times now we've seen where she just doesn't think before she acts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when she gets pulled back, from it's almost like when someone's holding someone back and they're like fighting yeah. and going like this and they're like, no, let me go, you know what I mean? I feel like that's sometimes how she is, and then she gets pulled back and she takes a breath, she's like, ooh,
yeah.
I messed up.
There's yeah. a lot of people like that, that where they speak before they're thinking, and then when you check them or you tell them, they're like, oh, my bad, I should have never said that. Mm-hmm. So we always see Kat in all these crazy instances because she just reacts. Like, right. just reacts. And there's usually an older person like Jacqueline or Richard trying to tell, like, no, this is how you should do it. And I think because, I think with Kat, it's a not a competition, but to her, it's like, I can do it right. I want to make sure I do it right. I don't want to let you guys down. Mm-hmm. She feels like she can do everything on her own, right. but you can't. And these people are trying to tell you that you can't. So it was tough watching Kat. I mean, it's always tough watching her because she's always reacting. I get so nervous. I'm like, please don't get fired.
Right.
yeah.
I'm like, please don't get in trouble this week.
Well, she also puts her friendships on the line, yeah. and it's weird how right. she just, like, is so reactive.
Because she doesn't think, like, honestly, I think in that moment, she was not even thinking about Sutton. When Jacqueline told her that Richard went over her head, she was just so pissed, because he tried to tell her in the house, and I think she felt like, you can't tell me what to do when they were in the apartment.
Yeah.
So I think when she marched in his office, she wasn't even thinking about her friendships, and she doesn't think about anything. I'm right. like, girl,
yeah, I don't think she really thinks things through no. at all, because we saw the same thing that she did with which I liked her reaction, but at the same time I feel like she also didn't think about Adina when she punches yeah. the guy in the face.
Right.
And Adina had to run, and she didn't understand her situation, and she didn't think the situation through. But I think we see that a pattern with Kat, where she really doesn't think about things. Right. She's really quick to react, and then most of the time it's not really favorable for her. So
it's mm-hmm.
What's so crazy too is that, I mean, obviously, I mean, some of these are based off of true events or things yeah. that happen, but sometimes I'm just wondering, maybe I'm just very hesitant. I just could never imagine talking to a boss or someone above me with that direct, you know, I don't know, anger or aggression.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know if it's like I don't know, maybe that's just because I just couldn't imagine doing that.
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. I think what the difference is with Kat and Richard is that she doesn't necessarily only see him as right. her, like, superior. She sees him as her friend's boyfriend.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And she did kind of start, she was going to say that also, like, in yeah. when she was in the office, she was going to say that, like, she was there because of Sutton, you
right.
know?
Right.
So, but that sucks, you know, because she should know how to kind of separate those things and, mm-hmm. like, respect her friend, especially because she knows the situation that Sutton is in, so.
Mm-hmm. Taylor says, it's so true. Kat is so independent and finds it difficult to ask for help or advice.
Yeah.
I think Kat doesn't see Richard as a superior. Very true. Yeah, I think, like, in the moment, it's tricky because Sutton kind of opened this door to her friends to let a big secret out, kind of. Mm-hmm. And being that Kat, like, she literally doesn't think about anything. She just reacts. It sucks that she literally just reacted like that and didn't even think about the damage that she could have caused. But then also, because Sutton and Richard kind of opened that door to let them in, it's a little sticky because it's like, you guys have this real secret relationship. Me personally, like, your two friends honestly shouldn't know. Even when Alex asked her in the cab, she was just like, yeah. I'm like,
yeah, you should have been like, no, what are you talking about? You crazy.
Like,
yeah,
I know.
So it sucks because, like, it's like a chain reaction. Like, mm-hmm. he invites them over for dinner. He sees what happens with Kat's tweets. She kind of feels some type of way. She marches in the office and, like, she almost revealed someone, like, his assistant could have just walked in like she did when he was on the phone. I'm like, this is
too
stressful.
Much. Yeah, and no, it is. And I think the two other, like, right, like, what you said about having the friends come into the house, I think he realized, too, when he saw them drunk and he saw them kind of in their own world, he realized, ooh, This is a little too close to home, mm-hmm. which it was. And
someone says, very interesting. Yes, Kat was a bit impulsive when she confronted Richard like that, but he was also wrong for going to Jacqueline about something she told him she was handling. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, she wasn't handling it. I didn't think she handled it at all because social media is just one of those things where, like, you're like, oh, it was only up for, like, a minute. Right. Nobody saw it. But the truth is like, that's not true. Your photo can be up for, like, 20 seconds, and you probably already got, like, at least 20 people looking at it. Mm-hmm. So when he told her, like, you know, you should handle this, I think, like, the right thing for her would have been, like, to call and be like, hey, you know what, like, this is not right. Like, handle it, like, at the moment that it happened, because since she wasn't handling it in the beginning with the girl that was working for her, because she was just deleting her tweets. She right. wasn't telling her anything. She was trying to teach her, but after the fact. So I really don't think that she had a handle on the situation. Right. She was just like, I deleted it. It's taken care of. Like, I handled it.
Right.
But then again, we come to find out that somebody took a right. screenshot of it, and it got...
Do you think that Richard should have maybe, like, playing devil's advocate, do you think, and going off what everyone is saying in the chat, do you think Richard should have, after he called Jacqueline, or maybe approached Kat, like, hey, I'm going to have to tell Jacqueline, because she is our boss, I'm going to let her know, even if Kat got mad, like, I'm going to let her know what happened, because this act wasn't handled.
I think Kat should know that Richard would let her know, because, I mean, he has to, especially if something like that happens, and the chances are, like, he could have seen the tweet even if she wasn't in the same right. place, you know? He could have seen it, like, he could have been on the phone and been one of the persons that was on Scarlett. Like, he could have the notifications post on, right. so when, as soon as it came on, he would have seen it and he would have told her. You know, I don't think that the fact that she was there in the apartment really had anything to do with it, because it was social media. It was out there for everybody else to see.
Gotcha. I'm half-half. Like, I'm happy that he did go to Jacqueline, because he is a superior, and I felt like Jacqueline is his superior. And if he didn't go to Jacqueline, he would have gotten in trouble. But I also think he should have told Kat, look, to be honest with you, I told Jacqueline, so when you come in the morning... I mean, maybe he felt like it wasn't his responsibility, but just to let her know, like, look, I alerted them, mm-hmm. and you're going to be talked to.
Yeah.
I really didn't like Richard very much in this episode.
No.
Sorry. Yeah. But like, I just felt like he was so, like, serious, and he was, like, such a...
He's very dismissive.
Yeah. Like, kind of a stick in the mud. Yeah. Like, so, like...
Actually, I agree with you. I didn't like him in this episode either.
Really?
Yeah. And that's just because most of the time, I'm Team Richard,
right.
solely because of the way that he treats Sutton.
Yeah.
And just the relationship that they have, like, it, as a relationship. But today, like, I feel like I got to see another side of Richard that we hadn't seen, which was, like, the serious side and the side where he's, like...
The professional side.
Yeah, the professional
like,
side.
I agree with what Richard did, but I think he was actually acting on his... emotions when he seen. Mm-hmm. I think he was a little upset that Sutton was high, Jane was drunk, Kat kind of brushed him off, and I feel like he was acting off his emotions. But I do think it's right that he did tell Jacqueline, but I just wish he would have been like, hey, Kat, I'm going to be honest with you. As legal, I had to go to Jacqueline, so you are going to get talked to tomorrow. Yeah. But you're right, like, we've seen a real serious side where he was just like, no, I'm serious today.
I think at this point he was like, okay, well, these girls are not respecting me, like, right. at all, like, the way that probably this should have been. And I think that's what we saw, like, him being angry for not being respected and for his role that he's worked so hard to not be respected. And it's like...
But it's like a power trip.
Yeah, and it's one of the... That's why I didn't like him.
Well, one of the things that kind of frustrated me this episode is, why are you going to choose now to act like you want them to respect you when you put yourself in this position? You invited them over to dinner. You opened your home to them. What did you expect to happen? They're 25 years old, you know. Mm-hmm. Even if they were... What if they were to have gotten drunk with him there? Would that have changed things? You know what I mean? So it just kind of was making me question Richard's actual intentions with everything. It just kind of put things into perspective. Like, does he really like Sutton? Or was it just the fling for him? Or how serious was he feeling? Or what was... I don't know. There's so many questions that could honestly be played in this scenario, just because we don't know, and he's a character. But it's really... It's just funny to, like, think of all the different things that, like, at the end of the day, I think Sutton deserves to have a fun, lighthearted, right. loving relationship. And sometimes, you know, that's not with that person. And it can be open. Fun, and you can love it. What?
I don't want Sutter to be over.
I know. Hey, they definitely aren't going to be over.
They might not be over. They might just be taking a break, because I think maybe this will be the break he'll realize I may need to be open, and maybe I need to tell my job. I think this is going to be the test of time where he's going to be like, is my job this important, or is this relationship really important, where I can go to my job and be like, this is the girl that I'm with and risk it all.
Yeah, I think he's going to try to find another job.
He might.
I think we're probably not going to see him for a couple episodes, and then all of a sudden he's going to disappear and be like, I got a new job. We can be together.
We'll save our predictions.
I feel like there's a lot of predictions. This was definitely a turning episode, I think, in terms of drama. And we've been wondering, like, is it going to be? What kind of show is it going to be like? And I think that I'm really glad that you brought up, Kia, the point of how Jacqueline tied it all up in a pretty bow, saying sometimes, you know, you've got to let people go. What was the exact saying?
Like, letting someone go is, it's...
It can be better for them.
It can be best for the both of you.
Yes. And I think that that is such an important thing to take away, because what we're watching is real things that have happened. Yes. We just spent, you know, so much time talking about how dating more than one person is tough, you know, and having relationships that you might not think are good for you might need to come to an end, even though you don't want it to. Right. So I think that if we can take that away, like, that was, for me, was kind of a realization, like, whoa. And even just how Natalie got let go, you know, it might seem like her world's crashing under her, but really it just wasn't a good fit. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you going to try to wear size 7 shoes if you have a size 6? No.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think that it's really important that if anybody's listening, like, that's something that should resonate with you.
Yeah. Someone says, I hope Richard doesn't pull a power trip if Sutton and Alex happens.
Oh, like getting jealous? Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Because I asked them what they thought about Richard, so there's a lot of opinions. Even though this episode showed me a side of Richard that I didn't quite like, but it didn't make me doubt his feelings or intentions with Sutton.
Yeah,
she's with you, Carla. That's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you. I'm with you, too.
Really quick, I would just like to say, Jacqueline and her husband are goals.
Oh, amazing.
Yes, they're
goals.
So cute. Yeah, so sweet. I had to give her husband props. I'm not sure if this is, like, something that happened where she actually had to miss her anniversary dinner to take care of something for work, but it takes a lot of patience for somebody to be there for somebody for their work, and it was honestly, like, that's so nice of him to be patient and to kind of just, like, be like, it's okay, like, you know, we can just do it the next day. And they did it, like, in their office. Like, they didn't even, like, go somewhere
else. And I think it takes a good man to be with a woman like that, who's a powerful woman, who may make a little bit more. I don't know if she makes more than him, but it takes a really great, patient man, because sometimes men can be intimidated when you have a powerful woman by your side. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, I love that they showed that, like, he's a great husband, and he's like, I got you. It's okay.
Yeah. Right.
Because I feel like you don't see that a lot. Like, you see when the powerful woman's working and she's killing it, and the man gets intimidated and gets scared, and he's like, I can't do this. You're making way more than me. You're not spending any time with me. So I love them, and I love seeing them have dinner in her office. That was really cute. Mm-hmm.
Seriously. And especially, I really liked the fact when he was like, you know, I know that she's smarter than me, and I accept it. And then, like, her comment back where he's like, she was like, that he's so kind. She's, like, sweet. Kinder than her. I'm like, really? Like, you're so kind. I think you both are super kind.
So Taylor says, because I believe they're married in real life, they shot that 20th anniversary dinner on their actual 20th anniversary.
Aww.
That's so cute.
That's really, really cute.
Oh my gosh.
I love that. Taylor, thank you for that fun fact. I love that.
Seriously.
Yeah,
that's the cutest.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Man.
Wow, I love the show.
I love it too. I just, really quick, I will like to say that, like, guys, when I was, like, watching all of the relationships kind of come to a halt with Sutton and Richard and Jane and Pinstripe, I was like, man, guys always like to drag it out. Want to go for a walk? No, you just broke up with me.
Absolutely not.
Like, why would I go for a walk.
Why would I want to go on a walk with you for, like, breaking up? I need to go. Like, I should just walk away right now. But, man.
There's a lot of breakups. Yeah. Kat had to let go of Natalie. Mm-hmm. And then the other two had to let... But you know what's crazy? Because even when Jane was, like, breaking up with, like, Ryan Pinstripe, I'm like, I feel like...
It's not over.
I'm like, just saying, Ryan. Just say I actually like you, too.
He wanted to. You can tell. I think he wanted to, but he's not ready yet, so he needs to have, like, a couple weeks of his freedom and then be like, whoa, I have a good one there.
Because I like what she says. She's like, I don't want to change you.
Oh my gosh, I loved that. I loved how she, because like there's always that person that you're like, oh, I want to change. No, they're not changing. They might be a temporary like fix, but like you can't change someone. And then that never ends good for a relationship. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to change someone from who they are?
Exactly.
Like you need to embrace who they are and fully accept them and love them for who and what they stand for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But with that being said,
except for the fact that he's like sleeping with so many different girls.
Yeah.
But
I mean, yeah, maybe not accept that much, but you know what I'm saying. You know, maybe if he likes, you know, I don't know, a different type of food.
Hey.
Whatever. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But I think we should get into some predictions, ladies. What are you thinking? Let's do it.
Your predictions. Well, because I'm a fake bold type writer and my predictions are usually right. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
Predictions. I did predict that Sun and Richard were going to take a break. I don't think this is the end. I think this is just a break. And like I said before, I think this break is going to test Richard and he's going to think about, is my job important? Do I really like this girl? Is my job way, way more better than her? Or should I come out in the open? I feel like at the end, or maybe he may come out. Oh, I'm sorry. I seen the lights on the screen flicker. I'm like, whoa, what's happening? He may come out and actually tell his job. But I think in the meantime, Sun and Alex may, I don't think anything serious, but I think they may be a little flirty, a little kissing, a little sexy.
A little sexy time may happen.
Yeah. And I think she may realize, actually, Richard's the guy for me. I think her and Pinch are going to get back together. I think, like you said, Ali, that he's going to be like, whoa, I actually like this girl. Let's bring it back together. But I think the two of them are going to have their fun separately. But I think she low-key, like, really likes him. Kat, like, I want Kat to have another storyline, like a sex storyline or date someone else. Because Adina's so far away, unless they bring Adina back. I kind of want her to meet someone. So I'm hoping that she meets someone and maybe that may calm her down a little bit from overthinking. And I just want her to be great because I feel like she's always in trouble with Jacqueline.
Right, there is always drama.
But I also feel like Jacqueline is trying to teach her because she sees the greatness and the potential in Kat. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if Kat doesn't date anyone, her relationship with Jacqueline may grow.
Right.
Because Jacqueline is just so great. And that's it for my predictions.
Man.
She always covers everything.
I know. Devin, can you top it?
I think my biggest prediction for next week is that Kat will do something that really puts her job on the line. I think that she's been pushing it a lot, and I can see something like that definitely happening. And I agree with you that I don't think Sutton and Richard, I'm blanking on the names, are over, and I don't think Pinstripe and Jane are over quite yet. But I don't know. I don't have anything super
nothing
solid.
Brewing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I just want to throw in for 2 seconds. I've been corrected. Adina is coming back next week. Shout out to everybody in the chat for letting me know.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, so I predict that Kadena is going to come back next week.
Yes. There we go, Devin.
Yes, Devin. You topped it. Well, for me, I really just think that Sutton, because she's going to feel lonely, she's going to go with Alex. And Richard's going to see that, and he's going to be like, hell no, that's my
And then
girl.
Your Team Saturn will be back
and then
together.
Team Saturn, I'm going to be happy. And then what else? I agree with you guys. I really don't think that Jane and Pinstripe are over. But I do think that Jane is going to do a little bit more dating before she goes back to him, or if we even see him come back. And then what else? Well, according to the previews, we see that Sutton gets in trouble at work. So I have a feeling that her getting in trouble and then her doing, like, maybe doing something with Alex. And then, again, with, like, Richard, she's probably going to be like, okay, maybe I should take a break from, like, even dating anybody because I'm already in trouble.
That's a good one. Like that one, Carla. Ooh, man. Always leaving, but I'm at the end. I'm like, oh, man, I think they covered everything. I think I'm just going to say my one thing about Richard is that he's definitely, I think, going to somehow get another job, and then he's going to make it work with Sutton and him, because I think he is going to realize, you know, maybe if I just relax a little, the age isn't that big of a deal, you know? And I think he can relax with having a new job. Mm-hmm. So I think that might come with it. And then, I don't know, with Sutton and, I mean, sorry, with Jane and Kat, I'm just not exactly sure. I kind of agree with you guys about the whole pinstripe thing. I definitely don't think he's going away. The way he just, like, stared on the glass and was just like, You're leaving? Really?
He's like, come turn back. Around. Wait.
Turn around. Turn around. But yeah, so I think they're definitely not over. And
we got some predictions in the chat.
Ooh, I want to hear them. I want
to
hear them.
Let's see. We got Kat will have to fight for her relationship with Adina. Mm-hmm. Nicole says, I actually think that Kat is the only one whose job isn't on the line. Jane is forcing all the girls to go speed dating next week. Just talked about speed dating. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not a writer. Kia. I promise. I'm not a writer. I promise.
Kiki, boom, boom. I'm just like saying. With the bazam. Because you, every episode, I feel like you say something.
What
that
is
kind
happening?
Of like,
thank you, Nicole, for confirming that. I think I just be on it and I want to be the bull type. And I feel like these girls are right. Me. Kat's job is okay. Her friends are the ones who have to be worried.
Ooh.
And they told me that Adina is coming back next week.
Woo-hoo.
And what else we have there? All the ships. Yeah, there's a lot of ships going on. Mm-hmm. Everyone will try to move on next week, but realize they really don't want to.
Yeah. I love that. That is a great note to end this episode on. Man, guys, it's always so much fun. Thank you guys in the live chat for joining us. We so appreciate it. Make sure you tweet us all your thoughts and feelings and whatever's going on with the bold type. We love chatting with you about it. Make sure to follow us all on social media. Kiki, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Dining with Devin.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K, B-E-E, Travels, and on Twitter as Carla Belchin with an R at the end. I don't know why I always forget my Twitter handle.
And guys, you can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And of course, make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. And make sure to download this on iTunes. It's great. It's fun. We love it. We love you. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.